The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Diane Edelman for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Reader's Digest. Our first article is from the Everyday Heroes column, The Angel of Indian Rocks. A once-in-a-lifetime flood didn't stop a man on a paddleboard from rescuing his neighbors, by Derek Burnett. When Hurricane Helene barreled toward Florida's west coast on September 26, 2024, authorities ordered the evacuation of the small community of Indian Rocks Beach, located on a barrier island just 7 to 10 feet above sea level. But with the Category 4 storm forecast to miss them by more than 100 miles, many residents, including surf instructor Marty Thomas, 52, stayed put. Then, just before nightfall, with the power to the island cut off, a massive storm surge breached the town's seawalls, dumping water into the streets. Thomas watched it grow from nothing to ankle high in minutes. He rushed to warn his neighbors in the single-story, six-unit complex where he lived. Thomas's neighbors, Mike Moran and his girlfriend, Heather Bowles, began loading their dog and three cats, as well as a few belongings, into Moran's Jeep. Thomas banged on the door of an elderly neighbor who was battling cancer, then helped him out of his bed and into the Jeep. Thomas also woke two remaining neighbors, who quickly piled into their own Jeep along with their pets. Moments later, they sped off, water nearly to their headlights. Thomas remained behind. His friend, George Grant, who lived down the street in a three-story condo, had told him to come and spend the night if his place flooded. Now Thomas watched as rising water began spilling through the windows of his home. Time to split. He selected a sturdy 12-foot paddleboard, threw some valuables into a backpack, clipped a flashlight to his waist, stood up on the board, and paddled through the dark, flooded streets to Grant's condo, part of a series of townhouses. He was tying his board to a tree in chest-deep water when a woman called to him from a balcony. Pointing to a small apartment house across a flooded field, she said, "There's a woman trapped in that house over there. Will you go check on her?" "I'll go," Thomas hollered back. He unhitched his paddleboard and headed to the building, where 56-year-old science teacher Valerie Anderson was stuck with her 85-pound Bernese mountain dog. Inside her apartment, the water level continued to rise, but Anderson didn't dare try an escape on her own. Outside, the rushing water and submerged obstacles would make it easy to slip and get swept out into the bay. Thomas tried the door, but the immense weight of the water made it impossible to open. "Go to the window on the side," he shouted. Anderson waded back to her bedroom and slid open the window. Thomas climbed inside and helped Anderson and her dog out of the building. With the Bernese on the nose of the board and Anderson hanging on to the side, Thomas swam them across the street to a townhouse where a friend had told Anderson she could stay. The wind gusted at 50 miles per hour, and the horizon glowed orange from a distant fire. Trash barrels floated past the roofs of submerged vehicles. Along the paddleboard's nose shone eerie green bioluminescence stirred up by the flood. From the balconies of the townhomes, neighbors aimed flashlights to guide Thomas and Anderson. As Anderson climbed to safety, she told Thomas, "My neighbor is next door with her daughter, and they need help." Back he went to Anderson's building, where a woman and a teenage girl were holed up in their ground-level apartment with two small dogs and a larger pit bull that was panicked by the storm. "I'll get your daughter and the little dogs first," Thomas told the woman. "Then I'll come back for you and the other dog." The girl and the two dogs climbed out a window and perched on the front of the board. Thomas lay face down on the rear, kicking and paddling back through the deluge to drop them off with Anderson. But when he returned, the pit bull snarled and growled, refusing to go with him. The woman refused to leave her dog. For 10 minutes, with the water still rising, Thomas urged the woman to abandon the dog. "Listen," he said, "your daughter needs you, and I can't be sitting here in this water arguing with you." At last the woman relented. They coaxed the dog onto the bed, where it would be saved later, then exited by the window and joined Anderson and the others. Then Thomas spotted a flashlight blinking inside another apartment across from the townhomes. He paddled back over and found an older woman trapped inside. He ripped a screen out of a window, pulled the woman through, and floated her to a taller building next door. When he returned to Grant's condo, Thomas was met with yet another request, to rescue a couple trapped with their dogs in a duplex about 100 yards down the street. The couple, retirees Andy and Jerry McIntosh, lived half a mile away, but had come to check on Andy's sister Ann McIntosh, 73, who owned the duplex. The rising water had trapped them there, and they'd opted to overnight in the building's vacant front unit. Now they found themselves standing in 3 feet of water in the kitchen, their dogs in the sink, furniture floating everywhere, certain they were about to die. When Thomas arrived, he couldn't open the kitchen window and didn't want to break it and then drag them through broken glass. Andy pushed aside the floating refrigerator and waded to the front door, which was held shut by the pressure of the water. As Thomas and a neighbor, Joe Carr, pushed the door from the outside, Andy pulled from the inside. The door creaked open. The McIntoshes to Grant's building with the dogs riding and the couple clinging to the board. But Andy's sister was still in the back unit of the duplex. Once more, Thomas struck out through wind and waves. He found Anne at her bedroom window, whisked her through and delivered her safely to the second floor apartment, which was now water level, where her brother and sister-in-law were waiting. At last, Thomas put away his paddleboard, glad he'd stashed a couple of beers in his backpack before abandoning his apartment. Tomorrow they would start the cleanup, but tonight he had rescued 10 residents of the town where he'd grown up. Ann McIntosh calls him the angel of Indian Rocks Beach. Valerie Anderson agrees. "He put himself in danger to save other people's lives," she said. Thomas demurs. "It was a little hairy, but I surf in big waves. Anyway," he says, "they were my neighbors." That was The Angel of Indian Rocks by Derek Burnett. Our second article from the health column, Big Results, Small Changes. Who needs an overhaul? You can get healthier, happier, more fit, better rested, one step at a time, by Charlotte Hilton Anderson. You don't have to quit sugar, go vegan, or run a marathon to see real change in your health and well-being. Instead, science supports a go-small approach. Little actions done consistently are what create lasting change, says Wendy Wood, Ph.D., psychologist and author of Good Habits, Bad Habits. The secret? It's not willpower. It's not even goals. The best way to turn a small change into a powerful habit is not to focus on your motivation, the reasons why you want to do it, or your long-term goals, she says. Wait, what? Isn't motivation the whole point of New Year's resolutions? Aren't goals supposed to fuel us? That is what everyone thinks, but research has shown that making small alterations to the environment, the context in which you perform the behavior, is far more powerful. Goals aren't bad. They certainly have a purpose. But motivation only lasts for so long, she says. Habits need to be two things to stick: easy and enjoyable. For example, do you think your goal of getting back into the same size jeans you wore in high school will inspire you to hit the gym every day? Nope. What will? Choosing a gym that's close to your house, ideally less than 5 miles, was the strongest predictor of gym attendance in our research, Wood says. Even better if you are doing an activity you really enjoy or meeting a good friend there. The best part? Once these tiny tweaks take root, they compound. Better sleep, stronger muscles, calmer moods, and a sharper mind, To help you make this shift, we've rounded up the simplest, most science-backed microhabits that can transform your physical, emotional, and mental health. No guilt, no overwhelm, and no kale required, unless you happen to like kale. Get a daily dose of nature. Spending time outside, whether in a park, your backyard, or near some potted plants that feel wild, has powerful benefits. Studies show that being in nature lowers stress, quiets overthinking, and lifts your mood. One 2019 study called it a nature pill and found that even 20 to 30 minutes a day worked wonders. Side effects may include increased joy, accidental mindfulness, and smiling at squirrels. No coffee after noon. Those morning cups of joe can last long into the evening. Caffeine has an average half-life of 5 hours, meaning that about 5 hours after consuming caffeine, half of it is still in your body. So continuing to drink coffee or caffeinated tea or soda into the afternoon or evening can keep you from falling asleep and reduce your total sleep time. Even in the morning, try not to overdo it. A 2025 study found that 400 milligrams of caffeine, about 4 cups of coffee, consumed as early as 12 hours before bedtime, significantly disrupted sleep. Set a bedtime alarm. You set an alarm to wake up, but if you really want to be better rested, set one to remind you to go to bed on time. A bedtime alarm is an easy way to stick to a regular schedule, which helps regulate your body's internal clock, not only improving sleep quality, but also helping your daytime run more smoothly too, according to a Massachusetts Institute of Technology study. Pack your bag the night before. Not a morning person? Not a problem. Each evening, do one thing to set yourself up for success the next day, like prepping your overnight oats, checking your gym bag, or packing your lunch. This cognitive offloading makes the habit easier to do and has the added bonus of reducing nighttime anxiety. Wood swears by this trick for making sure she never misses a workout. I sometimes sleep in my running clothes, so all I have to do is put on my shoes and I'm out the door for my morning run. Cool down in bed. Crank your thermostat down a couple of degrees before bed, and you'll get deeper and dreamier sleep. A 2023 systematic review found that folks who slept in cooler rooms got more deep sleep and more REM sleep than those sweating it out in warm rooms. 67 degrees seems to be the sweet spot. Your body naturally lowers its core temp by 1 to 2 degrees when it's time to snooze, so a chill room helps speed things along. Bonus, blanket burritos are even cozier when the room is brisk. Sit down to eat. If you're eating while standing or on the go, your body misses the "I'm full" memo. Sitting down helps you eat more mindfully, tune into hunger cues, and avoid overdoing it. A 2021 study found that simply sitting and paying attention while eating led to better portion control and fewer calories. Not to mention that it feels way more civilized than hovering over the sink with a granola bar. Meditate for a few minutes. Just 10 minutes of guided meditation can seriously dial down stress and anxiety, boost your focus, lift your mood, and help you sleep better, according to a study published by the British Journal of Health Psychology. And no, you don't need to sit on a mountaintop or chant. There are thousands of bite-sized meditations online. Just hit play, close your eyes, and let someone else do the guiding. If you fall asleep midway, naps are good for you too. Add workout snacks. Your body doesn't care if you squat in the gym or over the toilet. It just wants to move. Incorporating micro movements into your daily routine, like walking while on phone calls, doing squats during work breaks, or flamingoing on one foot while waiting in line, can add up to a real workout. No gym clothes required. A 2025 study found that these mini movement bursts, sometimes called snacktivity, provide real improvements in fitness and metabolism. Go barefoot at home. Kicking off your shoes at home isn't just comfy, it's strength training for your feet. Walking barefoot strengthens the tiny stabilizer muscles in your feet, boosts your balance, reduces overuse injuries to joints, and wakes up the sensory receptors that help you move like a ninja, or at least avoid stubbing your toe. A 2022 study found that barefoot walking indoors reduced the risk of falls, especially for older adults. If you prefer to wear shoes, try minimalist shoes, which are designed to mimic the experience of being barefoot. Wear socks to bed. Turns out, cozy feet are kind of a big deal. One study found that people in socks fell asleep 7.5 minutes faster and slept 32 minutes longer. Switch to a standing desk. Sitting all day is so bad for you that some experts are calling it the new smoking. But don't ditch your desk job just yet. Alternating between sitting and standing during the day helps ease neck and shoulder pain and improves posture. A 2021 study found that people who used standing desks not only had fewer aches and more energy, but also were more productive overall. Follow the 60-60 rule for your music. Love your playlist? Your ears do too. Just not at full blast for hours. The 60-60 rule is simple. Keep the volume under 60% and listen for no more than 60 minutes at a time. A 2025 study found that going over that limit significantly raised the risk of hearing damage, especially in higher frequencies, the ones that help you hear conversations. Kegel at stoplights. Red light? Time to flex. Kegel exercises are simple pelvic floor exercises where you squeeze the muscle you'd use to stop the flow of urine. Just contract, hold for a few seconds, then release. No equipment needed, and no one's the wiser. Regular practice can improve bladder control, reduce leaks, good riddance, sneeze pees, and even level up your sex life. A literature review found that men and women who did Kegels consistently had stronger pelvic muscles and fewer symptoms of urinary incontinence. The exercises also help with posture and core strength. Get fiber at every meal. Fiber is your digestive system's BFF. Hitting at least 20 grams a day keeps things moving, tames blood sugar spikes, and feeds the good bugs in your gut, according to a literature review. Soluble fiber, think beans and avocado, slows digestion and helps with blood sugar control. Insoluble fiber, hello berries and chia seeds, keeps everything flowing. Your colon will thank you repeatedly. Take a walk after dinner. Instead of reaching for that cookie, head outside for a quick walk. Just 2 to 10 minutes of light movement after dinner can boost digestion, improve blood sugar control, and even support weight loss. A 2022 study found that even a short post-meal stroll helps lower blood glucose and enhances insulin sensitivity, especially if you do it within 30 minutes of eating. Banish screens from the bedroom. Phones, tablets, and TVs emit blue light, which messes with melatonin, your body's natural sleep hormone, and makes it harder to fall asleep. A 2024 study found that kids with screen-free bedrooms fell asleep earlier and woke up less during the night. And yes, the same biology applies to adults. Bonus, keeping your phone out of the bedroom also stops that first thing in the morning scroll spiral that can tank your mood and hijack your day before your feet touch the floor. Make your phone boring. Want to spend less time glued to your phone? Make it ugly. Switching your screen to grayscale strips away the shiny, colorful dopamine traps. Looking at you, red notification dots, making your phone less tempting. A 2023 study found that people in grayscale mode use their phones less and focus better. Because let's be honest, Instagram just doesn't hit the same in black and white. Want to double down? Set app time limits so you can't doom scroll. Eat with chopsticks on small plates. Changing your meal setup can make eating less second nature, Wood says. Two research-proven ways to do this: grab some chopsticks and downsize your dishes. Chopsticks naturally slow your eating pace, allowing you to tell when you're full. Shrinking your plate helps you serve and eat less without noticing. Both tricks help you slow down, eat more mindfully, and cut calories without feeling as if you're trying. Switch your toothbrushing hand. Brushing with your non-dominant hand might feel weird, but it's a brain-boosting move. A 2023 study found that doing simple tasks in new ways activates fresh neural pathways, improves coordination, and builds cognitive flexibility. Think of it as a mini workout for your brain, just with minty foam. Give someone a big hug. We're wired for connection, and nothing says, "I've got you," like a good long hug. And while a quick squeeze is sweet, holding it for 20 seconds unlocks all the physical and mental benefits. Holding someone close for that long boosts oxytocin, the love hormone, and drops cortisol, the stress one. It's basically a natural mood stabilizer, with bonus benefits like deeper connection, lower blood pressure, and warm and fuzzy feelings that last longer than your group chat high-five emoji. Keep a gratitude journal. Each night, write down three things you're grateful for. This three good things habit, as it's known, has been shown to increase happiness, lower stress, and even ease symptoms of depression a bit, according to a 2020 meta-analysis, although the authors emphasize that those experiencing depression or anxiety should seek other interventions as well. Practicing gratitude helps your brain shift from focusing on the negative to recognizing all the good things happening in your world. Just as compound interest grows wealth over time, small, consistent habits can lead to significant health improvements, Wood says. Start now by choosing one or two of these micro-habits that resonate with you. Once you feel confident with these, stack similar habits for even greater benefits. Instead of trying to change everything or forcing yourself to do something you hate, focus on how can I make it easy to do and how can I make it enjoyable, Wood says. That's how you transform your life, one small change at a time. That was Small Changes, Big Results by Charlotte Hilton Anderson. And lastly, a couple of small pieces from the Glad to Hear It column. Beyond the Call of Duty. In the military, service members pair up as battle buddies, meaning the two are always looking out for each other on the battlefield. A veterans organization in Northern Virginia called Heroes Bridge, that's heroesbridge.org, started by the daughter of a career Marine, carries this concept into civilian life by pairing younger veterans with older ones facing physical or mental health challenges. Younger vets might drive their buddies to doctor's appointments, help them around the house, or simply keep them company. John Essay is one of the organization's 300-plus volunteers, and he sees his participation in the Battle Buddy program as a natural continuation of his military service. "You're going into battle with them," he told the Washington Post, "and the battle is them living out their life." Good Samaritans saved the day. While driving Interstate 94 through St. Paul, Minnesota, in April of last year, 71-year-old Samuel Orpovich drifted to the right and struck a light pole. Then he crashed into the guardrail and his car burst into flames. Seeing this and realizing the driver was trapped inside, about a dozen fellow motorists pulled over to help pull him out of his burning vehicle. For a terrifying minute, people yanked at the driver's side doors, but the guardrail prevented the doors from opening. Between periodically running from the growing flames, One man sprayed a fire extinguisher while another smashed open Orbovich's window. Once the glass broke, the group reached in, pulled Orbovich out, and carried him to safety. He was unharmed, and so were all his rescuers. Sharing is caring. Trick-or-treaters in Woodhaven, Michigan, found a simple sign outside Amy Schmidt's house last Halloween. "My son is in the hospital," it read. "Sorry, no candy." Meanwhile, as Schmidt sat beside her son, Jacob, in the hospital that night, her phone kept buzzing with notifications from her doorbell camera. Schmidt looked at the footage and saw kids coming in droves to drop off candy for Jacob, who was missing out on all the fun. "I don't even know half of these people," the grateful mom told Channel 7 Detroit. "It's just amazing what the parents have raised these kids to be." And those were three pieces from Glad to Hear It, stories to make your day. And I think we can squeeze in one more little piece, Cinder the Hardware Cat. The most beloved fixture at our hardware store isn't a tool or piece of equipment. It's our cat, Cinder. Initially, an employee brought in his cat, Lewis, to rid the store of mice that had snuck in with the birdseed. Lewis so cheered employees and customers, if not the mice, that he stayed permanently. When his owner retired, Lewis did too, and we knew we needed another shop cat. So we rescued Cinder from a shelter and brought her to live here, sometimes calling her Cinderblock or Cinderella. She isn't exactly a house cat, so the store is a perfect mix of safety and freedom. She greets customers, curls up on the counter, and plays underneath shopping carts, but slinks away if she's feeling antisocial. We keep a tracker in her collar so we always know where she is, and we post signs alerting visitors to her presence. For her fans, Cinder is the first thing they look for, hoping she'll greet them before they carry on with her shopping. Some come by just to pet her, even if they don't need to buy anything. We have run out of time for today's episode. I'm Diane Edelman, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reader's Digest is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call area code 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.